For many medical school graduates, graduating in 2020 has meant jumping straight from the classroom and onto the front lines of the COVID-19 fight. And so it was for two newly minted doctors who graduated from the UMass Medical School in Worcester this spring and right away were treating COVID patients. Both are from Massachusetts, and we meet them now. Akshay Kapoor is 29 years old and is from the central Mass town of Boxborough. 26-year-old Ngoi Ba is from Worcester and is working at the UMass Memorial Medical Center's University campus in Worcester.
When I first started, I was on the COVID ICU, so I think it was very hectic because there was just so much going on. The patients there were so sick. But then I moved to a regular hospital floor a few weeks ago, and it feels like almost like it's back to normal, except there's a lot fewer people, and it's almost kind of eerie.
When you were on the COVID ward, what were your days like?
So for us, they didn't have us really interacting with patients. We would use the cameras to go and see them so that we could preserve PPEs. But I would be rounding on them, using their chart, seeing how they were doing, calling their families to update them throughout the day.
Akshay, what about you and your role at UMass Memorial in Worcester?
So I'm serving on a COVID-only team. So all my patients have coronavirus right now, and it's been interesting because we don't see most of our patients daily. A few I have met, but the vast majority of the people I take care of, I don't actually see their faces and they don't see mine. A lot of what we're doing is through the computer and through FaceTime and through the phone.
What is that like in terms of being able to talk to people but not actually having personal interaction with someone who might be very, very ill?
It's incredibly difficult. I think it takes an emotional toll on both ends, the patient and ourselves, because all of us have been trained to really be there for our patients. And when we are seeing patients going through some of the hardest things in our lives and the families going through this turmoil, it's really hard not to be a human and want to be there and see their faces and comfort them.
Ngoi, what's been the most difficult part of this for you?
I think for me, because I was in the ICU, the hardest part was talking to the families. I did have a couple of patients that passed away, and I think it's so hard because at that time, their family wasn't allowed to come visit. So it's like talking to them, telling them what's happening, but then also knowing that there's only so much comfort I can provide them. They're going through something that's so difficult, and there's nothing I can say or do to make them feel better, and they can't even be here to see what's going on. You know, all I can do is describe it.
So you're out of medical school for just a few weeks, and you've already had patients pass away on you. That must be heartbreaking.
Nothing can prepare you for that. Then all of a sudden I'm thrown in and people are referring to me as the doctor and expecting me to know and be able to explain certain things. So yeah, it's not an easy thing to have to do.
Akshay, the most difficult thing for you so far?
Being sometimes the sole contact between the hospital and what's going on with someone's loved ones is something that you're not really used to. And it's something we've been thrust into routinely these days. So I don't think any of us are well prepared for it, but we've quickly had to adapt, and it's been hard to go through the heartbreak with some of those patients and their families.
For you both, this has got to be just head spinning. You're only just out of school, and now you're dealing with the greatest medical crisis that's faced this country and the world in many, many, many decades, and you're in the thick of it.
I don't think any of us expected, like you said, for this to be how we finished off and how we transitioned to becoming resident physicians, but at the same time, I think there's a sense of pride giving back. And I think even though it wasn't something that we were prepared necessarily to do, we've all quickly adjusted and gotten the help along the way to really make an impact here. So in a nice way, it's been a growing experience, but also feels really good to be able to help back to the communities that so many of us grew up around.
Right. Just kind of echoing what Akshay was saying. It's so true. Because I think when this all first started, we were all just watching from the sidelines and feeling like we want to be able to help, but not knowing what we can do. At that time, we're still medical students. We hadn't graduated yet. We weren't sure if early graduation was even a possibility. So I think for us now, as difficult as it is, it's wonderful to have the opportunity to be able to go in and help.
Your families, I'm sure, are both incredibly proud of your achievements as newly minted doctors, but they also have to be kind of worried.
At least for mine, I'm the only person in my family who's in any healthcare field, and every day after my shift ends, I talk to my mom because I know she's at home worried about it. And I think my family is relatively concerned about me taking on this task right now and then even starting residency at this time.
I think for me, because all of my family is in healthcare, they're a lot less concerned. I think because my mom works in a nursing home, my sister works in the emergency department, I just feel like we're all equally exposed, so they don't they don't feel any more worried for me. And they feel like, if anything, I'm more protected than they are.
Before all this, where did you both plan on taking your medical careers? What did you think you were going to do?
Prior to this, I was planning on doing internal medicine, which I'm still doing, with a focus in policy and primary care. And I think through this pandemic, my passion for really working on the health systems inequities and working on how to actually ensure that these kinds of things happen again, or the systems are ready to handle future pandemics, which I think all of us at this point think might become more routine. That's definitely been more of a focus as I continue my career in training.
I think it did give me more of a focus on policy. I think especially when you see the racial inequality with the groups that this is affecting, this pushed me more towards wanting to be more politically driven, whereas in the past, as far as like healthcare, I wasn't the most active. I feel like this has kind of changed my perspective a lot.
Degoy Akshay, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your speaking with us today. Thank you. Thank you very much. And let me also say that you two are my heroes for today. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Dr. Akshay Kapoor and Dr. Ngoyi Ba are both from Central Mass and are both new graduates from the UMass Medical School in Worcester.